What are you waiting for? Maybe you're waiting for a bus while listening to an iPod, or perhaps you're waiting to have a meeting. Life is full of waiting, isn't it? The podcast, however, is not about waiting. Before he became a believer, Paul was known as Saul. He was a religious leader in Jerusalem. He didn't like people who believed in Jesus. In fact, he had them arrested and put in jail. One day he decided to go up to Damascus and look for more Christians to arrest and persecute. On the way, there was suddenly a bright light from heaven. Paul fell to the ground, blinded by the light. He heard a voice saying, "Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me?" Jesus told Paul to get up and go into the city. For 3 days, Paul didn't eat or drink. Then the Lord sent a man named Ananias to give Paul a message. He told Paul that God had chosen him to tell people what he had seen and heard. Paul's heart was changed and he became a believer. Then Ananias asked him, "What are you waiting for? Get up and be baptized." Paul didn't wait. He was baptized immediately in Damascus. As believers, we should follow Paul's example. There is no need to wait. Some people hesitate to be baptized because they don't know what it symbolizes. What does baptism mean? Baptism is a public sign that a person now belongs to Jesus. Baptism also shows three things. It shows that you have repented of your sin, that you believe in Jesus as your Savior, and thirdly, that now you belong to Jesus. Some people think they should wait until they understand everything in the Bible before being baptized. But God commanded all believers to be baptized immediately. No waiting. Have you been baptized? If not, why not? Paul didn't wait. What are you waiting for?